It's good to be back here with you this morning. It's always good to come back home. If you have your Bibles with you, I'd like for you to turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 says, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." Verse 17, "that the man of God may be perfect, throughly furnished unto all good works." Now, some would say, being a primitive Baptist, we don't believe in works salvation. Well, works salvation, right, we don't. I don't have to do anything to work myself into heaven. The Lord only accomplished that. But it does say that we'll be throughly furnished unto all good works. Well, as Paul says right here, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. Don't we want our lives to be profitable? Now, I'm not saying the whole thing about the whole get rich quick schemes or anything. I'm just saying profitable. We want to spend our time wisely. Well, we all have the same amount of time, but it's all a limited amount of time, is it not? Well, we have to sleep sometimes, and sometimes our lives are cut short, or whatever it may be. We have a limited amount of time here on this earth. So why not spend it wisely? Spend it doing these good works. Well, one way that we can learn about how to do these good works is read verse 16 again. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's given to us from God. And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, whatever we need. And instruction in righteousness. You know, we don't have any righteousness. Our righteousness is as filthy rags. But we need instruction in His righteousness. That's what we'd want to know about. But all this, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. So it is of God. It's pure truth. We can learn from it and we can just take it in. But what about these good works? Well, let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2 real quick. Ephesians chapter 2. It's hard to jump in the middle, but Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4. Well, let's just come back up and get it. Verse 1. "And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins." See what the Lord has done for us. Christ, He's the one who's done this. "And you hath He quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sin, where in times past you walked according to the course of the world." So we know that in times past, we've been this way. But the Lord, if He's come and touched and tendered your heart, you can see this. So all these scriptures, we can need to avail ourselves to it to read it. Now, let's come on down to verse 4. This is the point I'm wanting to make. Verse 4, "But God, who is rich in mercy for His great love where He had loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you're saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace ye are saved." That keeps coming up, doesn't it? "For by grace ye are saved." We know we're not saved by our works. It's by the finished work of Christ. I'm so thankful that y'all understand that. Yeah. So many people this day and age do not. But listen, if that's all you read and you just stopped right there, you wouldn't hear anything else about it, about the works. But verse 8 again, "For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God." 9, "not of works, lest any man should boast. So we have nothing to boast about with our good works. But, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. So we do have something to do, don't we? We do have something to do. Now, again, we're not saying that you have to do, there's no stipulations that you have to do X amount of things to get into heaven. No, that is secure. Christ said it was finished upon the cross, and it is.
Amen.
But while we're here, while we're living here, these good works, stuff that we should be doing, and we have the greatest example, Christ Jesus. When He walked upon this earth, was He just here to live just so He could go to the cross and die? That was His purpose for coming. But while He lingered here for His time, because remember He said His time had not yet come. Before that time had come, what was He doing? Doing the Father's will. Good works. You know, He was healing people. He was preaching the word. He was teaching. He was caring for one another. That's the greatest example we have of how we're supposed to live here on life. Now, I can't heal people. I can't lay my hands upon you and heal you. But I can pray to the one who can. He is able, is He not?
Amen.
So many people forget that He is able. So many people say, well, that's just too good to be true. Why do we so believe a lie other than the truth? Because it's easier to believe that lie? We've heard it before, but I'll say it again. Do you believe God?
Amen.
Not believe in God. Do you believe Him?
Yeah.
Do you believe Him enough to trust Him? So, if you do believe that He is God, He is able, then we should do these good works. Because verse 10 says, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. So we need to be starting to do some good works. We've got some work to do. So again, we said, not working to get into heaven, but our greatest example. Did He not do good works while He was here?
Amen.
He did. He went about doing good wherever He was. I wish I could say I go about doing good wherever I am. A lot of times my time is unprofitable. I have to claim I am an unprofitable servant. A lot of times I let my time go to waste. But we need to be focusing on doing some of these good works. Real quick in Titus, I know I'm going to be jumping around a little bit, but bear with me. In Titus chapter 3. Titus is hiding from me. There. Titus chapter 3. Again, let's just start at verse 1. Titus chapter 3, verse 1. Put them in mind to the subject of the principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawler, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward men appeared. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He showed us and abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. Again, it's good and profitable for us. It's profitable in our life. I'm not saying you'll get rich by doing good works, but it's profitable to do this. Bearing forth the fruit, showing forth the light that he has given us. It's profitable for us to do these good works. And real quick in James chapter 2. James chapter 2 verse 14. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? What good does it do if you see somebody in need and you say, Lord bless you, and go about your day? Well, I prayed for them. Maybe the Lord put them in your path for you to do something. So many times we as Christians, we want to lean on the shovel and pray for a hole. We need to get busy. We need to dig. We need to do some work. I have been blessed in my life. I like to call them my angels that have come and ministered to me. But it's just regular people that God has used in my life to help me in my times of need. You know, I've never seen anybody come down from heaven flaming with wings or anything like that. No, but I have seen somebody come that the Lord has put in my path to help me. And I have had times where I believe I've done something for somebody and I'm leaving. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to do what I was told needed to do. We need to do these good works, doing good to one another. And the best way we can do that is show forth that love for one another. If we have too much hate in our heart, if we have too much malice, if we're too busy focused on our own lives, we're not going to be ministering to one another. We're not going to be much use in this kingdom. Oh, yeah. Now we're getting real. We want to be useful in the kingdom of God, do we not? Amen. We want to be in his service, serving him. The best way to serve him is to serve one another. Loving God and loving one another. So, what doth it profit if we see one in need and we don't do anything to help them? Verse 17, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. And let's skip on down to 19. Thou believest that there is one God, thou dost well. The devils also believe and tremble. So the whole thing about if only you believe. Well, belief is good, but even the devils believe. Verse 20, but wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? That's why that word we use, charity, that's that love in action, putting some action behind it. You know, you could say somebody, you tell somebody you love them all the days of your life, but if you never did anything to show that love, they'd have reason to doubt. That's why we need to be putting some action to our words. Doing those good works. Ministering to one another. Seeing what we can do to help one another. Praying for one another. Even if you feel like you have gotten to the point in your life that you're no use to anyone, you can still wield that mighty weapon of prayer. It's a very powerful thing. Remember, the body may be weak, but God never gets weak. Amen. God is never faint. He never gets discouraged. I get discouraged. There's times where I'm tired. There's times where I'm weak. But God is always strong. So let us pray, the Lord bless me to help me to do those good works, to remember to forget the things of this world. Want to do His will. Did He not say that if any man shall come after me, let him first what? Deny himself. Take up his cross and follow me.
Amen.
We need to do more of denying ourselves and seeing what we can do for others. Seeing what we can do in His service to the kingdom. Those good works. No, we don't have to work our way to heaven. But brethren, we can work heaven on earth here on this life. While we have the time, that's a precious commodity, is it not? Time. Let's use it wisely. We want it to be profitable. And the best way to make our time profitable is in the service to our Lord. So let us pray that the Lord will help us, use us in a mighty way, not for vain glory, but for His glory. That's what we need to do. When we do show forth that love, when we let that light shine, people will see that. We could be that seasoning influence, that salt. You know, we want to be an influence on somebody. If you're going to be an influence on somebody, be a good one. Be a good influence. Be that seasoning and have that helping hand. Be like that candlestick that gives light to all in the household. Maybe you're the only light that some people see. If we're doing more good works, people are going to see that and they want to glorify God. They may even come to you and ask you, why do you do these good things? Perfect opportunity to tell them about it. So we need to be showing forth that love that He's given us. Putting that charity, that love in action. And no more leaning on that shovel and praying for that hole. We need to be putting our actions, putting our words into action. And going forth and trying to do more of these good works, bearing forth that fruit and being a good servant in the kingdom of God. May the Lord bless you.
Amen.